Hare Krishna. Today is the prelude to Gaur Purnima. Tomorrow, I think, throughout the ISKCON world, we're celebrating Gaur Purnima. At least early I was speaking with Govinda Maharaj, and he told me that in India it's also Gaur Purnima tomorrow. And Gaur Purnima also means that this is actually our new year. It's not, although we more or less are obliged for purposes of practicality to refer to and function according to a Christian calendar. But for us, Gaur Purnima, the new year is neither January the 1st, neither Diwali, but it's the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is the most important aspect, feature in Gaudiya Vaishnava's life, and therefore we take this the most seriously, and this is where we base our year on. And this is a good time for us to actually review what we've been able to achieve in the previous year in terms of Krishna consciousness and what our plans are for the year coming up. Our business as devotees is to glorify the Lord. Shastra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even the original Vedas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified. Our acharyas have written so many beautiful books to glorify the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lochandas Thakur, Murari Gupta. These personalities have all written transcendental literatures in glorification of the Lord. And many songs, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Lochan Das Thakur, that we also sing, what to speak of other verses and prayers. So this is all in the context of glorification. We glorify the Lord. We glorify Him to each other. We glorify Him to non-devotees. And Srila Prabhupada said, even if there's no one, then you glorify Him to the walls. But we should continue to glorify the Lord all the time, because that is both our identity, and that is what ultimately really pleases Him. Yagya Sankirtana Prayer. That is what yagya is about, is sankirtana. But as I've mentioned on other occasions, even the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading his mission, by distributing books, by chanting the holy names — we're going to have a big Mahaharina tomorrow in Budapest — it remains incomplete unless we ourselves, with our lives, with our personal examples, with our own devotional service, are actually glorifying Him. And therefore we need to review, how good is my Krishna consciousness? Am I as Krishna conscious as I really should be? And is my Krishna consciousness developing and blossoming in such a way that I don't need to be a sannyasi or guru or some big devotee doing some big achievement, but that I can be a devotee working, going to school, maintaining my family, and bringing them up in a Krishna conscious lifestyle, but advancing in devotional service in such a way that other people think, well, he's an ordinary person like me. If he can do it, then I can do it. And ultimately, that's what everyone needs to see as far as Krishna consciousness is concerned. And that's what they need to feel, that I can also do it, because that will be the fulfillment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. It's not that we just want to parade one or two pure devotees in front of others whose example is not something that they can follow, but we want to show that a pure devotee can be anyone who's working and living in any condition of life, but who strictly dedicated himself to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, as we've been receiving them. I was going to actually say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings as we're receiving them through Srila Prabhupada. So let's glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a little. Let me quote one verse that I often chant from Chaitanya Chandamrita, which is by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, collection of verses in glorification of the Lord. And he says, Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Himadyadivachcha Vishundaraya Tasmad Mahaprem Rasapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namaste. He says, Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya. Then Lord Chaitanya is the Vigraha of Anandalila and Lila Maya. He's the embodiment of blissful pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself performed blissful pastimes. Blissful means ananda. But not only did he perform blissful pastimes, but the pastimes that he performs are the result, a manifestation of his own bliss. So when we say lila moya means just like someone is ananda moya purusha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of bliss. So just like here said, Ananda Lila Maya Vigraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of bliss. Just like Shastra says, Rasa Vaisa, he is Rasa. He is the embodiment of Rasa. But what does Rasa mean? Rasa means Lila, but it means Ananda Lila. You cannot have Rasa unless there is Lila. Real Rasa, spiritual, mellow, does not manifest until real lila or pastime, and pastimes of bliss are also there. Therefore, the so-called meditations of the Brahmavadis, because they're devoid of ananda, therefore there's no real lila. They're coming down into this material was not a lila because there was no ananda in order to actually invoke that lila. But lila maya also means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always absorbed in thinking about Krishna. He's always absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And his pastimes are the ecstatic manifestation of his absorption in Krishna's pastimes. As Srimati Radharani is always thinking about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Those thoughts of Krishna make him speak in a way, make him dance in a way, make him sing in a certain way, make him express certain pastimes, different ecstasies. This means actually that he's Lila Maya, he's full of Lila. And all of the Lilas that he's meditating, they're full of so much ananda that they cause him also to engage in ananda lila pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within himself is meditating on the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, and outside he's manifesting his pastimes as we read them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And both are ananda lila maya. And then Hema Vyadivachcha Vishundaraya. He's very, very beautiful, very sundara, sundaraya. Why is he very beautiful? Because that's the characteristic of sat, chit, and ananda. The characteristic of knowledge and bliss and existence is that, summarize it, it means that it's the most beautiful. Its combination is the form of beauty. Ajano Lambutapujo Kanakaya Vadato, his eyes are beautiful, and he has a beautifully formed body. His shoulders are like a lion, his waist is very thin, his chest is very deep, he's very, very tall. Ajano Lambutapujo, his arms reach down to his knees, and he's 2.5 meters tall, 7.5 feet high. But here, what's being emphasized out of the sundara, out of his most beautiful features, is Hemya Divat Shavi, is his golden complexion, his golden features. His complexion is extraordinary, or a feature that distinguishes him from Krishna. Krishna is Shyama, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaura. The other aspects of their body are all the same. Everything's the same. They look identical. But here, there's a particular difference, and therefore it's this difference in the beautiful features of the Lord that's being emphasized. He has a complexion just like gold. And why is his complexion like gold? Because Krishna's blackish complexion is indicative of the transcendental sweetness by which he entices devotees who have love for him to satisfy his transcendental senses and thus satisfy their own. In other words, it reflects Krishna's joy spirit, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden complexion reflects actually the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is explained in the next verse. And that mood is the mood of actually giving others the opportunity to become the associate, the loving associate of Shyama, of Shyama Sundara. That's something that's very rare, even great devotees, by great devotees, I mean devotees of the standard of Prahlad or the Vaikuntha Basis or Hanuman, that they don't have an opportunity to so easily get. Great demigods like Brahma and Shiva perform austerities for many, many long years in order to achieve such a benediction. What is that benediction? To engage in the pure devotional service and the loving devotional service of Krishna. So what Krishna is attracting us to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the means by which to attain that service. And therefore, tasmai mahaprema rasa pradaya. So what is it that you need in order to approach Krishna? Krishna is advertising. But what do you have to do? Sarva dharma parityaja. You have to fully surrender to him. Pradhaya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the ultimate conclusion of surrender, which is what? He's giving prema. He's giving us Krishna prema. And if you have prema, then you can serve Krishna. Otherwise, it's not possible. You cannot approach Krishna in his eternal abode and in his lila without having prema. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just giving prema, he's giving tasmai mahaprema rasapradaya. Not the prema that Lord Shiva has, not the prema that Prahlad Maharaj has, or that Hanuman has, or the Vaikuntha Basis have, but mahaprema. Mahaprema means the prema that the gopis have. Because that is the prema of Mahabhav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving up to that standard of Mahabhav so that no mellow of devotional service does my mahaprema rasa pradaya, so that no rasa is beyond your reach, no mellow of service to offer Krishna is beyond the reach of those who are devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tasmai mahaprema rasa pradaya. And daya means to give, and or it means charity. And pra means prakrishta rupena. It means that someone is, it adds emphasis. So pradaya means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bending over backwards. It means that, in the words of Mahabharata, that he's running after maya mrigam daya ipshita. That he's running after conditioned souls in order to give them this prema. Because in Kali Yuga, even when it's given just so easily, or someone calls, come and get it, then people don't come and get it. Therefore, you have to give it. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He gave up his wife. He gave up his mother. He gave up his comfortable lifestyle in order to embrace austerity so that people would take seriously what he had to give, because he thought, if I just stay a grihastha, they won't take it seriously. Some people may, and some people may not. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after. He wandered all over India. He went to Varanasi, the Mayavadis wouldn't come to him, so he went to them. He took a humble position and sat where they kept shoes. So Pradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is giving this Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya. And that's why Bhagavatam says that living entities in this age are manda, sumanda. They're very unfortunate. Because even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is running after them to give them, still, we have so many reservations. How do I know? Why should I take it? What will be my gain? And what else will be my loss if I give up things? So, to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's glorified in this verse, Chaitanya Chandraya, he's like a Chaitanya Chandra, he's like a golden moon, Namo Namaste, we should offer our respectful obeisances. And offering respectful obeisances means that we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming Krishna conscious and making others Krishna conscious, and by taking and giving the gifts that he's given us, and pass it on to others.